pressuring banks in the interests of social change is getting harder. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, big banks started reporting their quarterly results. JP Morgan Chase is so bullish that vaccines fix the pandemic soon that it said it will no longer need to hold $3 billion in reserve in case lots more loans go bad there. Wells Fargo's stock is down 5% now after its quarterly profits disappointed. That news has a key regulator of banks, the controller of the currency, has just finalized a rule to prevent banks from turning down loans to big businesses if the lender is mainly worried about the deal hurting its public reputation. Critics have called it the gunmaker and oil driller rule, and the change could thwart efforts by socially responsible investment movement people, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
The new rule says large banks need to prove there are financial risks that led them to deny services. They can't just deny service based on what a business does. Chris Odenay, a law professor at the University of Iowa, says he thinks this regulation is a response to the 2018 school shooting in Parkland, Florida, that killed 17 people.
So in the wake of the shooting, a number of banks, large banks, Bank of America, Citigroup, said they would no longer finance companies that produced combat-style semi-automatic rifles and attachments like bump stocks.
He says many conservative politicians didn't think banks should do that, and this rule is the result. Brian Knight, a senior fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, says banks argue that they're private businesses and should be able to serve any company they want. The counter-argument is...
Yes, but you exist in a regulatory environment that's beneficial for a specific purpose.
He says this rule could end up in court, or the incoming Biden administration could get rid of it. But the broader issue of activist banking will continue to be debated. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
In early trading here, the Dow is down 131 points, 0.4%. The S&P is down 0.3%. The NASDAQ is up a point.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
It has been 3 years since the great Bitcoin crash that followed a cryptocurrency frenzy of 2017. These days, some Bitcoin fans think the stuff has matured as an investment vehicle, though. A Bitcoin is a store of value made up of zeros and ones that's hard to fake. The value of a Bitcoin hit an all-time high of nearly $42,000 a week ago today. With the ascent of this digital asset, as things like Bitcoin or Ethereum are called, some deeper-pocketed people have been turning to their investment advisors and wondering if they might be able to sprinkle some of this in among their stocks, bonds, and gold.
There has been quite significant demand.
Joel Revel is with the investment firm Two Ocean Trust, which has pushed for and now received legal and regulatory approval in its base of Wyoming to add digital assets to portfolios. There are many cryptocurrencies, but right now, Bitcoin is the star. Revel sees two groups wanting that stuff in their mix, starting with the Bitcoin superfans who've been following its development all along, the
crypto native investor, someone who is well aware of the unique characteristics of, say, Bitcoin, and has created their wealth by investing in Bitcoin, but has not really thought much about traditional wealth or estate management or tax planning.
Beyond the dyed-in-the-wool Bitcoin folks, there are now also just wealthy investors or the outfits representing wealthy families.
Who are intrigued by the asset class, are dipping their toe in this for the first time, but they come with the expectations that they will have the same legal protections and regulatory clarity and trade execution and reporting that they expect with investments in traditional assets.
Now, individuals can just order some Bitcoin if they have the money, but financial advisors and professional money managers generally have not been able to add Bitcoin to the portfolios they manage. It has to do with fine print, a 1940s law, third-party custodians.
What we haven't seen is sort of mainstream adoption by the banks and broker-dealers because of the lack of clarity thus far from their regulators.
But here's the thing. Wyoming wants to attract this kind of cutting-edge investment business and has now passed some laws spelling out how to handle Bitcoin-style digital assets. The regulators there, Revel says, are also on board.
Our firm, Two Ocean Trust, is based in the state of Wyoming, and we recently received a letter from our regulator that has permitted us to provide qualified custody for both traditional and digital assets. It was the first of its kind issued by a bank regulator.
At the national level, the Securities and Exchange Commission is also considering ways to clarify these rules and in recent weeks sought feedback from financial professionals. That's the news, but to back up, why would non-tech-savvy investors be interested in Bitcoin at all? First, if inflation were to rise from the dead, by definition, traditional money drops in value. That's Bitcoin as an inflation hedge. Also, by design, there won't be much more Bitcoin created, and this limited supply might drive up its price. Lastly, Revel says, Bitcoin could be useful in new financial technology that emerges.
Think of it as a replacement for global payment and settlement systems. There are many significant advantages.
If the global laws and regulations that govern this world of digital assets allow these things to happen, or if some other technology doesn't supplant Bitcoin. And even though famed investor Warren Buffett isn't having any of this, some big institutional investors are considering Bitcoin now. Marketplace.org if you missed that discussion on the air. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Alex Schroeder. Our engineers are Brian Allison and Jay Siebold. I am David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.